Parakas Mishnah Dalit. We're continuing with the theme discussing for the past number of Mishnayos in terms of minimum amounts of an item that a person is carrying from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid or vice versa, from public to a private or private to a public domain would be liable on Shabbos. What is the amount of significance? The Mishnah begins, Devek HaDelitem Barosh HaShav Sheves, glue. What is considered the amount of glue that is of significance, and according to the Mishnah, it is enough to be, that a person places at the end of a bird catcher's board. A person would place glue at the end of a bird catcher's board in order for a bird to come and stick to it. This way they could easily be trapped. So that amount of glue is an amount of significance. Zephes v'gafris, k'dilasos nekev, pitch or sulfur, enough to make a small hole. According to Rashi, it refers to a situation that in a bottle, they would make a hole in a bottle in order to remove mercury, and that was the hole that they're referring to that has to get stopped up. According to another opinion, they're referring to literally how to stop up a hole in order to fix it, in order to repair it. Shava, kedeliten al pi nekev katon, wax, in order to stop up a small stopper of bottle of wine. Karsis, which is crushed brick. Karsis, other interpretations say that it might be something almost like clay, a type of clay from which is used to make pottery. What is the amount? A person would be chayav, kedilasos pi chur shel tsarfei zahav, enough to make the opening of a gold refiner's crucible. Either this was the amount that was needed to stuff up the mouth of the furnace, or gold was smeltered. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kedelasos Pitbut. Rabbi Yehuda holds that it is the amount that's required to repair a prop, a small leg, of a tripod. A tripod of the bottom of a small portable stove that have cracks in it. This was the amount that was needed to prop up the seat and to fix the seat of the furnace. Subin gidei liten al pi chur shel tsarfei zahav. Subin bran, enough to put over the mouth of the furnace of a gold smelter. And what they would put it there is in order to increase the fire when the gold is being melted, they would stuff it up to increase the fire in order to expedite the gold making process. Seed gede lasud kitana she babanos, lime, enough to put over a small girl's limb, to smear on a girl's smallest limb. This is referring to a case, explains the Gemara, that they would do is they would paint a girl's little finger, and that would state that would, shall we say, make a public declaration that such a young girl has in fact attained puberty. Other ways of marking a woman entering puberty, rich girls, the Gemara says, they would place fine flour on them, and in fact daughters of the royalty of Malachim were in fact anointed with oil. Rabbi Yehuda, Kedina Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda America de Lasos Kilko, Rabbi Nechemya America de Lasos Andipi. They argue that what is the amount of lime? What's considered the smallest amount? So Rabbi Yehuda says it is the amount that is needed to plaster the temples and to make the hair on them to lie down, you know, to fold them back. Some type of hairstyle that they would do in the olden days to make like a hair crown. And Rabbi Nechemya says no, enough to make an endippi. An endippi, according to some, is an amount that is needed of lime they would place on the forehead in order to give it the red shine to it. Another interpretation actually says that it's used to mark off the amount of oil or wine for measurement. Regardless, the halacha is not like Rav Nechemya, nor like Rav Yehuda, but rather like Tana Kama, that it's the amount, kedei lasud ktana she babanos. Perek Ches, Mishnah, Hey, Chapter 8, Mishnah 5, again, continue on the theme we've been discussing for the past number of Mishnayos, in terms of what is considered a measure of an amount of an item that transporting it from a public to private domain is considered significant, and therefore a person would violate the Isser of Hotzah. Adama, earth, Kechosa, Hamartufim. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, when it comes to earth, when it comes to clay, what is considered the amount that's significant? According to Rabbi Akiva, it is the amount that is required to seal packing bags. They place a seal on these bags that were being sold, and that amount of earth that was considered, that was deemed significant for these packing bags. That's Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Chachamim omrim, v'chosem ha'igros. According to Chachamim, not that much, but it's even a little bit less, and it's the amount that is required to seal the letters. That amount is less than Rabbi Akiva's. The reason being, the seal placed on letters requires less earth than that to seal a packing bag. Zevel v'chol hadik, k'dei lezabel kelach shel kruv, divrei Rabbi Akiva. Manure or fine sand, the amount that is considered significant is the amount to fertilize a cabbage stalk, according to Rabbi Akiva. Chachamim say no, a little bit less than that amount. Chachamim omim kedel zabel teresha. For the Chachamim, it's enough to fertilize the leek and not a cabbage stalk, like Rabbi Akiva explained. Continue the Mishnah, chol hagas, coarse sand, kedel liten al melo chaf seed, enough to put on a full trowel of lime. Do these plasters, and what they would do is they would mix sand with a little bit of lime. And therefore, what is the amount of sand that's considered significant? Is this amount of sand that would be added to this lime in order to make it significant? What about the next item? Kana, a reed, kedilasos kumus, large enough to make a pen, which is obviously gives you the ability to write, because the Gemara actually explains that the reed has to be long enough for a person to reach down to their fingers, the joints of the fingers, so therefore they're able to write with it. That is considered a significant amount of the reed. However, if Himahaya Ave or Merusas, it was thick, or if it was cracked, if let's say this reed was rendered not usable for a pen, and therefore its status would be different. It actually transforms into almost a piece of wood, in which case, since if it was thick or if it was cracked, it would fall under the status of wood. What is the amount of wood that is considered significant? The amount of the vasha boveta kalash beitim, the amount that is required that would be enough to provide fuel to cook with the most easily of the cookable eggs, the lightest of these eggs that would cook fairly easily, and that was considered a chicken's egg, which is boiled easily than any of the other types of eggs. And then, or beaten, stirred, and mixed with oil. Again, this an egg which was cooked, which was stirred and mixed with oil, again, would accelerate the boiling. And again, that would be considered a significant amount of this reed, because it was essentially fuel that allowed either the egg, smaller egg, especially if it was beaten and mixed with oil, again, ways to accelerate the cooking process. But since it was cookable, it would be a significant amount to provide fuel for food. And as Mishnah concludes, Shirufa Nusuna Ve'ufas, you've beaten and put in a stew pot. So again, you'd place this egg in a pre-warmed pot, and it would cook in a fairly short period of time with this kana, with this crack piece of reed. What's important to note here, and just to clarify, the Gemara explains that it's not really the amount that's required to boil the entire egg, but just, the Gemara says, a dried fig's bulk of it, because once you would be able to cook that amount of the egg, that is considered a piece of food of significance and able to be eaten. So it's not the entire egg, it's just a portion of an egg of the minimum amount, which is considered a geres, a dried fig, in order to render somebody chayav and shakar.